On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Continuing our questions without notice, huge day at the Australian Open. As always, we'll speak to Brett Phillips about what is on offer just before 8 o'clock. But one of them is a semi-final between Tsitsipas and Medvedev. JJ, do we expect it to be a fiery encounter? Before you answer, have a listen to this audio from the 2018 Miami Open when the Russian won in three sets.
Man, you better shut your up, okay?
Lenny.
Hey, Stefanos, you want to look at me and talk?
Lenny.
Oh.
You have some problems, you go emergency toilet for Lenny, 5 minutes, urine, and then you say, and then you hit let, and you don't say sorry, you think you're a good kid. Look at me. Lenny. Hey, look at me, huh?
Lenny.
You don't look at me. He started it.
I know.
He started it.
I know, but stop it.
He started it.
Yes, but...
Yes, he started it. He said, Russian. You think this is normal? I answer him because he doesn't know how to fight. He's a small kid who doesn't know how to fight.
Well,
if he doesn't say anything, I have no problems with him. But if he says something to me and he wants to fight, he needs to do it. He doesn't look at me after.
He started it.
They're a scary bunch, the Russians, aren't they? They just look sideways at you and... Oh, he's anyone who's now heard that, and that's the first time. You have to watch this game now, and just wait for the look for the sparks.
Well, that's what builds. That's what builds sports, really.
Indeed,
as much as that's what we love to dissect and look at, and that is what builds popularity. And we've seen it with Kyrgios and Kokkinakis over this week for whatever reason. You see the difference between the crowd, between the other Aussies playing doubles and those two. That character, that aggro, the feuds, the rivalry is what builds sport. Now, I haven't seen that from Medvedev at all. He's been very level-headed this tournament so far.
As a non-tennis, I enjoy tennis, but I don't watch it closely. To me, this game is just... a match between a semi-final between the number two and the number four seed. But after hearing that, it's much, much more than that. What about Nick Kyrgios has held a lot of our attention this week. The tables were turned yesterday for Nick because he complained about the crowd to chair umpire James. I'm not even going to bother with his surname in yesterday's doubles clash. Have a listen to what Nick was complaining about.
I'm going to keep letting him scream before I chuck up the ball every time.
So he's complaining about the crowd making noise as he's about to surf.
Well, this is unbelievable.
Have you heard the saying, if you make a bed, then you need to lie in it?
This is the most, so out of this whole week, this is the most ridiculous piece of sooking that I've heard. And he, when the opposition are serving and before the game's even starting, he's firing up the crowd. And we've commented on it this week.
He was doing it yesterday.
And we've
same
said,
game.
Look, if you want to change tennis and you want to get the crowd involved, we're actually okay with that. But you're either all in or you're all out. So this guy runs around firing up the crowd and thrives off it and says, come in here and sink, you know what, and get involved and carry on and get behind us. And then the minute the crowd makes a noise, and I was watching when this happened, there was nothing untoward. It was a bit of background sort of noise. He sooks to the umpire when he's serving. This is unbelievable that he would have the guts to complain about that, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
Relax.
Oh boy.
Interesting. Yeah, well it's the height of hypocrisy from Nick Kyrgios there. What about this one, Kane? When we'll both have a crack at this. Giants player Hanin Zrika will not play for the Giants in this week's AFLW clash. It's Pride round, citing religious reasons. Now, leaving out her views, where do you think this leaves her with her teammates moving forward? Again, is it a further education situation, or do you think her teammates will she be isolated to an extent because of her beliefs?
Yeah, perhaps there are some religious beliefs that are back 200 years ago, aren't they? In the Dark Ages.
Yes, across, yeah, that's good
across
point.
Across multiple religions. So I don't, you know, it's a really tricky area to sort of dive into. But if you're asking me whether she's going to be ostracized or isolated from her teammates on the back of this, I'd probably say yes. It's going to be, I think it's going to be really difficult for her, to be fair. And that's as honestly as I can answer.
Yeah, I agree. I always spent my time playing footy, always trying to live by a mantra of never telling someone how to feel. But again, here, this is a situation which will need, it's going to take some discussion and open forum sort of discussion within the club for the Giants girls, because I would imagine it would cause a few issues.
Now, that was questions without notice. Some strong feedback on the temper text. We'll work our way through those on the other side of the 7:30 news headlines. We're here for Kogan. Make the switch to Great Value Credit Card and Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. Now, thanks to the Friday Form panel, 10:30 today on SEN Track. We've got to find some winners at Melton tomorrow night. Josh, this is just where you come into your own, so take it away.
Oh, I tell you what, and was it Lockie there? I wasn't far away last week. Tipped two horses at 20-1, Kane, and Amazing Dream was flying down the outside, just ran second. So we get nothing for second when we tip them to win. But anyway, what have we got? Casey Classic. It's Classic Night tomorrow night at Melton. So I'm going to go with race 8, number 3, Kimball. Horse that won on New Year's Eve at 100-1, if you can believe that. So I think he's about $2. We're not getting 100-1, but race 8, number 3, Kimball, will be winning out at Melton tomorrow evening. I'll be out there on track for SEN Tracks. Looking forward to that, Kane.
Excellent. For harness racing news, tips and analysis, catch the Friday Form panel from 10:30 on SEN Track. Guys doing a magnificent job. Hey, we touched on Justin Langer being elevated to the Australian Cricket Hall of Fame. And I guess the conundrum that puts the Cricket Australia bosses in terms of his contract extension. Why has he not been extended? What's your read on this? Clearly, it seems to be quite obvious that the players are looking for a fresh voice and would like him to step aside. Now, that's become quite complicated because of the recent results. I haven't had your views on player power, and has it gone too far in the sporting world? Because this seems ridiculous from the outside to think that Justin Langer would not be extended as coach of the Australian team with the success that he's had.
Yeah, it's the first part of your question about player power. Well, player power is real because you can't move on your whole team, but you can easily move on a coach. Now, when a coach is winning as much as he is, I would think they need to find a way to make the players understand, look, if, and we presume that they don't enjoy Justin Langer as coach or some of the ways he goes about it. But do you guys enjoy winning? Their answer to that would be yes. Well, you're winning everything at the moment. So there's parts of our working careers that we don't enjoy. And if theirs is effectively having a boss that they don't love listening to or conversing with, then so be it, really. He's getting the job done.
It's a real pivotal moment early on in the captaincy career of Pat Cummins. Like, he's been as impressive as anyone that I've seen. I would have loved for him, though, to have come out and supported Justin
Langer.
And
he didn't.
And said, look, this is the discussions we're having with Justin. Be completely honest about it. There's a couple of things that, you know, we think would work better in this new environment that we're moving into with a new captain. But he's got our full support, and you've seen that by the way that we've played in the last 6 months. He hasn't done that. I just think it's a tricky area for Pat to tackle.
Yeah,
such an early stage in his captaincy career. 1-300-736-736. Hey, just quickly, you're really upset by the NFL rules, particularly the overtime rules. And that's, you've been upset for a long time on this, and you're ahead of the curve on this one.
I fixed it.
So essentially, it's you toss a coin. Whoever wins the toss gets the ball. If they score a touchdown, game over, and the opposition don't touch the ball. How do we solve it?
So, and in the playoffs, this has happened 11 times, and the team who got the ball first has won 10 games. So 10-1. So those numbers are damning. You know what we do? Same rules. We just toss the coin before the game to decide who will get the ball in overtime, because if you know late in the game you're 3 points behind, we're not getting the ball first, well, we're not going to kick a field goal. We're going for a touchdown. So you toss the coin for overtime first. Everyone needs to know. And you play the game accordingly. If you think, oh, you know what? We don't have the ball in overtime, but we think we can stop them. We'll just go for a tie and we'll play it out. But if you want to play the numbers, 10 and 1 in the last 11, we need to go for 7.
Well, that is simple and the best solution I've heard. Because at the start of the game, you toss a coin, don't you, to see who receives the ball, who
yes,
kicks
you do.
Off.
Yep.
At the same time, you say, hey, in the case of overtime, what do you guys want to do?
Do it twice.
Yep. Sorted. There you go. Fix. That's what we give you on SEN Summer Breakfast. Plenty coming up this morning, including a man who's just done a power of work. He called the Ash Barty game last night, and I could hear it in his voice. He was suitably impressed. Brett Phillips on another huge day at the Aussie Open will join us right after this. It's, what is it, 23 minutes to 8 o'clock.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.